Good morning, everybody.
Awesome workshops and taking them to the extreme. She does an incredible job of them, but she's got a little secret ingredient of how. So she's actually going to be talking to you about two things because she's done it using joint ventures. And I just want you to see what is possible, and I hope that you're just going to be very honest about what it's done for your business in a short period of time. So, Nancy Jutton.
Thank you, Tommy, for having me. I'm so honored to be on your stage and so delighted to know you and to have met all of you so much during this last couple of days. It's just been amazing. So you all have these gifts that you do, and how many of you want more people to know about them so that you can have more success with greater ease? See, I wanted that too. I wanted that too. And what I found is that I'd go to a networking event or do whatever it is, and someone say would struggle with what they say and how they say it so that more people would turn their heads and say, I want that. And so like coaching and creating in the moment at events like this, I would notice I'd be able to come up with a message right away. And the person would just light up. And I think, oh my gosh, this is really great. So pretty soon, as Tommy was saying, people start booking you one-on-one, 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 one-on-one. And there's only 24 hours in a day. And all of a sudden, you don't have enough time in the day to message for everyone who needs that magic. So you think, okay, I better learn this leveraging thing. And so when I was first starting out, I thought I'll do one-to-many groups in my own backyard in Bellevue, Washington. And I'd go to the local tea house, and I'd promote it through my newsletter and other means because I am a publicist after all, and I know how to build the buzz. And I would get the coffee hot, and I would show up with my flyers, and people would struggle with parking, and I'd work my magic, and then I'd test my message out and see if it landed. I'd make some friends, et cetera, et cetera. I thought, well, this is okay. But you know what really started to bug me? Is people would complain that the tea or the coffee wasn't hot enough. Or they'd complain that the parking was a trouble, or they wouldn't leave their troubles at the door when they got there. And I thought, I just am so not excited to hear about all of that. And I thought, I don't really want to be... So anyway, I thought, what if people were saying to me, why are you thinking so small? Why are you only doing events in your own backyard? Your events, your information could help people anywhere in the world. But there was that small thinking. I couldn't believe it. But one day I thought, I better give this thing a try. So I go to Instant Teleseminar, and I set up a webinar, and I just did it by myself with nobody listening, just to see, record, mute, you know, the technology. Who here has technology phobia? Me too. I suck at math. I'm not so great at technology. So I set up a teleseminar for an audience of one. I prepared my message, I shared my message, I remembered to hit record. When it was over, I hit replay, and I was actually surprised how delightful I sounded, even to myself. This is really Nancy unplugged, okay? You're getting me unedited, unplugged, because I think that's what you really need to know, because I think people up on these stages, you think they're like rock stars, and I just want you to know that I'm just like you, I'm just maybe two steps ahead. So I finally got the courage to create a group program, but I didn't want to go it alone. So I created the Bio and Branding Wow Now webinar, where we're going to help you get your bio and your brand on right now over a five-week period of time. And I aligned with a partner who had a lot of red fire energy to my kitchen table wisdom, and I thought we would be perfect partners. And I did my part, and she did her part, and it worked out pretty good. And the first time we did our webinar series, we had 11 people enroll, which was not exactly a six-figure launch. But it was okay, because we got our energy going, we got our content delivered, we created 11 amazing success stories, and we gained a lot of confidence in the process. And then we thought, well, what if in addition to sharing the message with our own lists, we also got joint venture partners to help promote what it was that we did because we had so much great success and wonderful results with the first time we did it. So the second time we did it, we had 33 people enroll, and that was starting to feel pretty good. But then I learned something really powerful that I wanted to pass along to you, which is when you're delivering a program with a partner, and this is going to be your signature program, it's really not a good business decision to deliver it as a partner with someone else. Because if your intention is to invite people to enroll into your higher-end products, when you get to that point and you're seeding your offer during the course of the Yellow Brick Road to the Emerald City that you're traveling, what happens is the people in the audience are thinking, well, I really like Nancy, but I really like this other gal too, and I don't want to hurt either one of their feelings by not doing this or that. And so nobody makes a decision to go deeper with you because they don't want to hurt your feelings, because to be honest with you, a lot of my clients are women and we are very chick like that. You know, we pay attention to those things. So I thought, I love doing this program and I absolutely want to keep doing it, but I want to go it alone, which also takes that 20 seconds of courage to say, I am good enough to do this on my own. So it was bio and branding wow now when we started, but what I did is I took away the branding piece and I called it Broadcast Your Brilliance, and I refined the language of my curriculum to be totally in my own tone of voice, and I promoted it in the way that I felt truly great and real and Nancy about doing it. And I invited some really wonderful joint venture partners who knew me, liked me, and were willing to jump on drums to sell me in a heartfelt way to more of their people. And that next time going it alone, I had 65 people enroll in my program.
Can you explain, Nancy, what a joint venture partner is? Because I'm not sure everybody here would actually know.
Sure. Let's see. A joint venture partner is someone, well, I'll use you as an example. Tommy is a leader of a very important tribe, and she serves people in these high-end masterminds where she helps you declare your niche, create your model, and create your six-figure business fast. But in her curriculum, she does not talk about how to write a rock star bio to rock the world. I do. So what I have is a missing piece that adds value to what Tommy offers without competing with anything that she's doing. So I can be that little extra bonus that you were hoping that you were going to get that she can bring to you and feel completely great about it.
And may we just say that for people in my mastermind, Nancy is actually going to come in and she's going to show them how to do bios. So we're just a very nice, energetic fit for each other. We don't compete. We add to each other.
And this is a really big idea because anyone who's a divorce attorney needs to know all of you who help single women stand into your power. You want to start thinking about those major hubs where your people hang out, where you could be their centers of influence, where you could add a lot to their ingredients if they just knew who you were. Because you would be solving a very specific pain that they have that they don't know the solution if you would just show up and introduce yourself. So I have this bio expertise that adds a lot of value to an awful lot of influential people who reach hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide. You have something that's going to add value to a hub of whatever you describe that does the same. So when you actually introduce yourself, so here's the thing. When you're small and you're just getting started and nobody knows who you are, does anyone relate to this? You're thinking, who's going to listen to me? What I believe and I want you to know is that when you give first, you always get. And what happened, a real specific example, is Christine Closer, the transformational author experience. She has 20 or 30,000 people who have transformational books in them that they want to get out. 2 years ago, someone said, your do-it-yourself publicity success system would be a wonderful prize for Christine to offer to her big winners. Would you be willing to do that? Well, that's an easy yes. But then I said, but what else has she got going on and how can I support Christine's success? They said, would you promote her event to your list? I said, it would be my pleasure. And I said, and maybe I'll do a few extra things too, because maybe my list isn't as big as everyone else who's playing, so I'll go the extra mile. So the day that my email went out to her list, she felt it. And she called me on the phone and said, holy cow, you are like a shot in the dark, bringing light around the world. Who the heck are you? There I was. Well, I'm the author of Bye Bye Boring Bio, and I think I've got something your people would like. So push comes to shove, when the event was over, I sent her my book. And I said, when the dust settles and you've captured breath, maybe this is something you'd like to take a look at. So she took it to bed with her one night and said, this is great. So she had me speak on her telesummit. 800 opt-ins and $15,000 later, I thought that was a pretty good deal. So what I want you to do is to identify the hubs where your expertise adds value without competing. And then I want you to reach out to those top 10 people, and I want you to see how you can give first before you get. Because one of the biggest mistakes people make with joint ventures is say, will you promote me? Will you promote me? Will you do the 3 syllable emails? It feels really transactional. There are one-night stands, And then there are long-term relationships. Which would you rather? Who wants this? This is where it's at. So getting back to the program, the last program I did, 65 people, I want to tell you that it kicked my butt because I did not set proper boundaries around what the clients should expect in terms of access to me. I had someone send me their bio at 2:30 a.m., and she was waiting by the computer until 6:30 a.m., thinking that I would be there. And then when I told her I was a mere mortal and that I slept and ate and did normal things like regular people, she was disappointed to hear that. So when I do the next program, which is gearing up to start in a couple of weeks, it's going to be the best program ever because one of the things I learned, which I really want you to think about, is Tommy's great in front of 200 people in a room like this. And I'm so introverted that I can do it. When I get off the stage, I'm going to need a nap.
So my girl.
So I don't want to have 200 people in the front row expecting everything from me. So one of the things that I'm doing to address that, just because of, you know, the learning that we've learned this weekend, I have three levels of participation in my program. I have mezzanine, front row, and backstage VIP pass. And depending on the level of personal handholding that you need, you can get what you need at a level of investment and a style of learning that suits your style. But the best part about it for me is that I'm going to get to work with the exact perfect number of people where I can be brilliant for them without draining myself completely dry. Because I think when we're doing our businesses, we're thinking we want new clients, don't we? But then we forget about who we are and what we need. And I have been doing that. I've got martyr disease like nobody's business. I mean, taking care of everybody else before I take care of myself. So if you're going to be doing a group program, I want you to think about how you're going to enroll people into it so they can get what they need, you can get what you need, and everybody can win, and that you set proper boundaries about when people will be able to call you, how much access they will have to you, what's reasonable. No bio emergencies, that's my policy. You know, people say to me, you know, but I got it in, you know, 3 hours after the deadline. Won't you please make my failure to act your emergency? No, I will not, because I've done PR my whole life, and I've been on a deadline my whole life, and if you cannot be an early bird that catches the worm, you deserve the bounty that you leave at the door. And that's a really important lesson for me that was really hard for me to learn. So as far as joint ventures, you give before you get, you give beyond what you thought you could, and then when they send their private JV update to all of their partners to say, these are the top 20 JV partners who added to my success and your name is in the top 10, the whole world of opportunity beats a path to your door, because all those people you see online that look so big and so important and like such rock stars, they all of a sudden know your name. And they're all of a sudden sending you joint venture invitations to advocate for their products and programs. And this, someone said to me, I don't remember, forgive me, but she said, oh, I heard you on the ABC Telesummit. And I was thinking, which one was that? Because I think I did 30 so far this year. Really big telesummits. And you never know what's going to happen. I did one last week. The gentleman said there were 7,000 people on the call. We did the call. It was really, you know how somebody's energy is really high and then you kind of rise up to meet it? Well, I did. And we had a lot of fun. And when it was over, he hit stop record, which you always want to remember to do that.
And don't ever say anything bad, just in case.
And I said, and you know, you kind of get a sense of who I am. I said, that was good for me. Was it good for you? Which is so not typical for what you would expect out of this package, you know? So he says, you know, I got to tell you, Nancy, I did 30 interviews this last 2 weeks, and this was the best one. And I said, well, and you should learn how to do this too, what else do you have brewing, and how can I contribute to make an even bigger impact? How can I support you? How can I help you? He said, funny you should ask me that. He said, I have a list of 100,000 coaches, consultants, holistic practitioners, and authors who need this content. What would you say if I shared this recording with those 100,000 people the first week of October? What would I say? I would say, yes, thank you so much. Can't wait to share the wealth with you. So a couple of little practical things. This is a pretty good story because you never know who's listening. You never know who's in the audience. So how you do anything is how you do everything. So show up, lit up, be of service, pay attention to people, see what you can do for them before you ask to be done for yourself. You want to grow your list. If I were to ask you today, how big is your list? Could you tell me? My coach asked me a year ago, how big was my list? And I did not know. And he asked me how big my list was the previous month, and I did not know. And he asked me how big my list was going to be in 6 months, and I said, heck if I know. And he said, this is your biggest mistake. So he said, he demystified it for me. This is how you find out how big your list is, because technology is not my favorite thing. I'm really good at words. So I find out that I have 3,300 names on my list. And he says, how big do you want it to grow? And I really did not know until two joint venture partners told me that my content was outstanding, but they would not even dream of working with me and advocating for me until my list was 10,000 or greater. I felt like the little kid at Thanksgiving not getting invited to the big table, and I didn't like the way that felt. So what you treasure gets measured, or what you measure gets treasured. I can happily tell you today that my list is over 10,000 people worldwide. And here's the thing.
Nancy, hang on, because I want them to hear this. And that, and the time it took for you to go from 3,300 to 10,000 was about?
15 months.
Okay, so that's the story I want you to hear.
And how I did it is I started every teleseminar that I did. I invited joint venture partners to promote me, and it was a reciprocal sharing. I would promote them, they would promote me. And I started keeping the math. And I'm not really good with math, but I had to start doing that. The first time, I think we had 200 people opt in for the teleseminar. Then maybe we had 300 people opt in for the teleseminar, 400 people. I'm doing a teleseminar for free on Tuesday. As of this morning, there are almost 2,000 people around the world that have raised their hand to say they want to listen to this teleseminar. Here's what I know. It's a numbers game. 2,000 people. I know from the last four times I've done this that one half show up. My show-up rate is really great, better than 40%, almost 50%. So I know 1,000 people are going to show up live. And because I've gotten better inviting people to take advantage of irresistible opportunities, I know that somewhere between 4 and 15% will say yes.
And write these numbers down, guys, because this is why a lot of you with small lists are having no success, is you don't know these numbers. These are very useful numbers that she's sharing with you.
So, I'm not so good with math, so let's just try 10%. 10% of 1,000 people is 100 people. And if your program is valued at $400 or $500, well, you can do the math, and you can see that that's a pretty good payday, right? Well, that's what's happening for me. And it's not just what's happening when I make the offer on the call, when I make the irresistible invitation that is such an easy yes that you can't even stop yourself from even considering it. It's the day after when I send the recording with the delicious information that people absolutely need, and the after the email sequence that I send, where up until the very last day, there's some level of urgency for you to jump on the bandwagon and broadcast your brilliance and connect with the people you're here to serve. Because what I know for sure and what all the experts tell me is that 70% of the people will wait till the very last minute to say yes. So if you do the call, send the recording, and close up your notebook, you're leaving 70% of your sales on the table. Who's going to do that? Follow up. The key is follow up. So I have created a handout for you with all of my most powerful lessons and all of the great resources that I've used and all of my true sharing of what you need to know to do what I have done. And if you want this, you just have to go to my marketing table. There's no offer, there's no selling, there's none of that. But if you want to learn this and get this in your bones right this minute, you just want to go to the table back there when you go to the break and make sure you read it. And there's lots of useful links in here where you can follow the Yellow Brick Road to Oz and get exactly the success that you're looking for so that you can do it. Because just like Oz, it takes courage, it takes heart, it takes brains, It takes tenacity, fall down 7, get up 8, learn how to turn on record when you're supposed to, you silly thing. And it takes sassy shoes. Because sometimes I sit there in my yoga pants with these shoes on when I'm doing the call, and it makes all the difference in my confidence. So you should try that too.
Thank you so much, Nancy. And it does take sassy shoes, ladies, I'm telling you. The other thing